بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذا الشعب وفعوا بلاوي الشيخ أبو الرومي وقت تبريد الدورة شيخ العرب العجم عزيز شاه حكيم محمد اختصر نور الله من قدعو كهين تائتل ہے یہ آہِ سحر کا اثر دیکھتے ہیں. 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 مدینے کے شام و سحر دیکھتے ہیں. یہ آہِ سحر کا اثر دیکھتے ہیں. مدینے کے شام و سحر دیکھتے ہیں. جسے آپ کا با خبر دیکھتے ہیں. جسے آپ کا با خبر دیکھتے ہیں. اسے غیر سے بے خبر دیکھتے ہیں. مدینے کے شام و سحر دیکھتے ہیں. یہ آہِ سحر کا اثر دیکھتے ہیں. غلامی سے تیری غلاموں کا رتبہ. غلامی سے تیری غلاموں کا رتبہ. ملائک سے بھی فوق تر دیکھتے ہیں. ملائک سے بھی فوق تر دیکھتے ہیں. تجلی جو ہے سبز گنبد پہ ہر دم. تجلی جو ہے سبز گنبد پہ ہر دم. عجب حال اسے رشک شمس و قمر دیکھتے ہیں. اسے رشک شمس و قمر دیکھتے ہیں. مدینے کے شام و سحر دیکھتے ہیں. مدینے کا جغرہ فیا دیکھ کر ہم. مدینے کنڈے کا جغرہ فیا دیکھ کر ہم. عجب حال قلب و جگر دیکھتے ہیں. مدینے کے شام و سحر دیکھتے ہیں. یہ آہِ سحر کا اثر دیکھتے ہیں. تصور میں آتا ہے جب سبز گنبد. تصور میں آتا ہے جب سبز گنبد. تو ایمان کو گرم تر دیکھتے ہیں. تو ایمان کو گرم تر دیکھتے ہیں. بفرت محبت بشوق نظر ہم. بفرت محبت بشوق نظر ہم. بفرتے محبت بشوق نظر ہم. مدینے کے دیوار در دیکھتے ہیں. مدینے کے دیوار در دیکھتے ہیں. مدینے کے شام و سحر دیکھتے ہیں. ابو بکر و فاروق
حيدر أبو بكر فاروق عثمان حيدر تصور میں ہم ان کے گھر دیکھتے ہیں تصور میں ہم ان کے گھر دیکھتے ہیں جو روزے پہ حاضر صلاتی ہوئے ہیں جو روزے پہ حاضر صلاتی ہوئے ہیں تو پندار زیر و زبر دیکھتے ہیں تو پندار زیر و زبر دیکھتے ہیں مدینے کے شام و سحر دیکھتے ہیں جو جالی پہ صلے اعلیٰ کہہ رہے ہیں جو جالی پہ صلے اعلیٰ کہہ رہے ہیں اے اختر انہیں چشم تر دیکھتے ہیں اے اختر انہیں چشم تر دیکھتے ہیں مدینے کا جغرہ فیا دیکھ کر ہم عجب حال قلب و جگر دیکھتے ہیں یہ آہ سحر کا اثر دیکھتے ہیں مدینہ کے شام و سحر دیکھتے ہیں
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم احمدہ و نصلی علی رسول الکریم اما بعد بیوٹیفل پوم آف اور دادا شیخ حضرت مولانا شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ regarding the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the desire to go to Madinah Munawwara to meet our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah give us the true love in our hearts for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As the Sahaba radiyallahu anhum, they came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they said that, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a man, he loves somebody but he's unable to reach up to him in that level, in rank. He cannot do those amal and actions to reach up to his level. So the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-maru ma'a man ahabba. A person will be with those whom he loves. Sahaba radiyallahu anhum said, on that day, we were never ever got so happy in our whole lives after accepting iman. The greatest gift was iman. But after accepting iman, we never ever have so much of happiness when we heard his glad tidings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we will be with a person who we love on the day of Qiyamah. But every one of us has to look into our heart, that in whose love do we have in our hearts? Is our love for Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dominant? Or is the love of Ghairullah in our hearts? Allah give us tawfiq that we bring and we make effort to bring the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our hearts. Every single believer definitely has got love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's something there is no doubt about. But it is for us to build up on that love. And that love has become ahabba ilaykum min Allahi wa Rasooli. If the love of the things of the dunya is more beloved to you than Allah and his Rasul, then wait for Allah's azab to come down. But if the love of Allah and his Rasul is more, at least minimum 51%, when the desire comes to break the commands of Allah and go against the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then a person sacrifices his desires when the command of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is first. So he looks at that always. And inshallah, then this person has got more love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah give us that ability. Hazrat says, I am seeing the effects of that crying at the time of Sari. That now a person is able to see the morning and evening of Medina Sharif. A person, Hazrat, you are crying at the time of Sari, crying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, I got the desire to go to Medina Sharif. Because no one goes to Medina Sharif with his own money. There are so many people who've got millions and billions. They have not once in their lives gone to Medina Munawwara. And there are other people who Allah ta'ala, the way he takes them over and over again, it's a thing of Allah's acceptance. Allah ta'ala calls a person. So one way is to cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the time of Sari. That, oh Allah, my desire is to go to Medina Munawwara. So now I am seeing the effects of this, that I am able to see the morning and evening of Medina Munawwara, the time of Sari. Jise aapka ba-khabar dekhte hai, usse ghair se be-khabar dekhte hai. The person who I see, oh Allah, who knows you, who has got info, either Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he doesn't have much worry about other things in this world. He's not worried about too much of other things in this world, running after all the time after things of this world, a sportsman and all these other things of the people of the world, film stars and all of these people. He's bare khabar, he's unmindful of them. Because he has to worry about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to increase his love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's made that the object of his life. So a person who becomes ba-khabar, he knows Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he knows Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then automatically the love of everything else will start coming out from a person's heart, and he won't worry about those things. Now you won't get the time, let me go and check up on the sports paper, the last page or the sports page or whatever in the newspaper, or let me put on the radio to hear what the scores. Because now he's worried about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I haven't got time to waste in all of these futile things. So automatically he will find his heart turning away from the things of this world. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّهُ مُعْرِضُونَ Allah sees the people of Iman, not tarikun. Mufassirin say, not those people who turn, who leave out love, futile things. But mu'aridun, they turn completely away from it. They've got hatred in their heart for any type of, never mind guna and sin, that's very far away. The true believers, even love, even futile things, he completely turned their attention away from that day. Allah make us amongst those people. And today's time with the cell phones, how much of time is wasted? But that's hours and hours. So then it shows that there is a lack of love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As it says that when Ghulami says, Teri Ghulamo ka rutba, Malaik se bhi foktar dekhte hai. That we see the ranks of the servants of your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That when they became your servant and your slaves, they followed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam completely. Then they became higher than even the angels. This is today we were reading Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu at one battle. Some of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, they cut off the head of one of the patriarchs of the Kufar, of the Christians, and they sent his head back to Medina Munawwara to Abu Bakr, Medina Munawwara to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. So when Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu saw this, he became very upset, and he said, "Why, what is this? Why have you sent this?" So they said, "No, the people of Faris and Rome, Persians and Rome, this is what they normally do when they win a battle. So they cut off the head of that person to show we have won that person, and we have like won the battle, and this is the commander. Look what we have done. We have disgraced him. So we are following the sunnah of the Faris for Rome." So then Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu got very, very angry. He said, "It's not the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We don't need to follow those people's path. We have got our way. The way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We must hold firm onto that path there." He said, "It is enough for us. Yakfika al-Quran wal-Khabar. The Quran and the words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is sufficient for us. We don't need all of these other things, what the other people are doing." So anyhow, the person became the slave of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then we see that they go higher even. They supersede the angels also. Hey, what a high rank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants to them who become the true slaves of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this in every aspect of our life, we must become the slaves of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And by means of this, a person, he really becomes valuable in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tajalli jo hai sabz gumbad pe har dam, usse rash ke shams wa qamar dekhte hai. The special anwarat and noor and barakat which are coming down at every moment on the blessed dome of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the resting place of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even the sun and the moon, they envy that anwarat and the special closeness which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has got with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What great anwarat are coming down on that place. So when a person goes to Medina Munawwara, the main thing is to take is from the heart of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all the tajalliyat which is coming down there, coming onto the heart of a person. So when a person goes there, he must go with a clean heart. Haji Ahmad Naqudah sahab, long barakatuh, mentioned to us, some dreams of some Buzurgani Deen, some pious people, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "I get a lot of taklif. People come right by my roza and they are taking photos." And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had come to destroy photos, to destroy all of these things. And the person is going there and is taking photographs. The angels are moving away from that place. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's curse is upon that person, and he's going right in front there and is taking photos. Once Hazrat Mawlana Yusuf rahmatullah alayhi, he went to one place to give bayan, and he came in the house, and in the house, he couldn't speak properly. They say normally in his speech it was imbisat, his heart was very open and he should just speak. So the Mawlana Yusuf rahmatullah, he couldn't speak that day. They say it was inqibaz, he was feeling constricted, he couldn't speak, couldn't give bayan. So people were surprised. So Mawlana Yusuf rahmatullah said, I can see that there's no angels of rahmat, angels of rahmat, angels of rahmat in this house. There's no angels of rahmat. So the people said, let us start looking for those things which remove the rahmat, the angels of rahmat from the house. You see in the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there are certain things, examples, musical instruments, pictures, there are other things also which removes the angels of rahmat. So they started looking around the house, they found one picture. It was left on the floor lying around. So as soon as they moved the picture out of the house, immediately Mawlana Yusuf rahmatullah alayhi started speaking. So these people had hearts, they could see these things. Allah Ta'ala showed him. So that to follow the way of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we're saying that the Roza Mubarak, we are standing with our photos, taking pictures. How much of takleef it is causing to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam right there. Whereas Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Hazrat Ali, go and destroy the pictures, go to this place, go and destroy the pictures, go and destroy these places. A couple of Sahaba radiallahu anhu, he commanded to go and destroy these things. So a person is standing there, how much of takleef he is giving to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the ulama say, لا ترفعوا أصواتكم فوق صوت النبي. Do not raise your voice above the voice of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because of disrespect, أن تحبط أعمالكم وأنتم لا تشعرون. Your amal can be destroyed, you won't even know. Person can lose his iman. That is how Buzruks mentioned, especially like among the women folks. Yeah, it's very common, but even now amongst the men. When they open the gates, and all the women are shouting and screaming, and they try to run into the green carpet. So some of our elders have mentioned that there is very great fear of losing the iman because of this. Yeah, the disrespect which they are showing at that time. And they're running in the masjid of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the Ottomans were ruling, they had so much of fikr and concern that even they had to do renovations in the haram. Around the hammers, they would put cloth. So it doesn't make a noise when they are banging the nails into the wall. So much of ihtimam they made that no takleef must go to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no sound must go higher. That it mustn't cause any takleef to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they built another building around there, and they did renovations, but even then, they put cloth around the hammers. And then after that, they removed that building which they had made, especially so that no noise goes there. So a person goes into Medina Munawwara especially, and what happens is in the masjid is so big. So normally a person, he doesn't realize he's in the masjid. So normally in our masjid maybe we won't speak. But there a person goes, his cell phone is on, he speaks to somebody on the phone. It's like normal. But this is causing takleef to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are raising our voice above Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's voice. So Allah give us tawfiq if we have to go there also to fulfill the adab and etiquette. It's not the easy thing. This is why Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi is makruh to stay there permanently. Because we cannot fulfill the rights of those places. We have the desire within ourselves, but we are very, very weak. And Hazrat says, Medina ka geographia dekh kar hum, ajab haal qalb o jigar dekhte hai. Then when a person looks at the place of Medina Munawwara, the geography of Medina Munawwara, and the area of Medina Munawwara, is a very, very ajeeb condition in our heart and in our liver. We get ecstasy when a person sees Medina Munawwara. These are for the true lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the true lovers of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. تصور میں آتا ہے جب سبز گمبد تو ایمان کو گرم طرح دیکھتے ہیں. Never mind going there. Even the thought coming into our mind of Medina Munawwara, we find our iman is increasing. We feel our iman becoming heated, becoming hot. As our Buzurgani Deen has said, that when a person thinks of pious people, then automatically nur is created in the heart of a person. And if we think of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what a much more greater nur will become in our heart. And when we think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how much of anwara, just our thoughts also, it has an effect on the person. So when I'm thinking of Medina Munawwara, of the green dome, you know, I can automatically feel in my iman, there is some increase in my iman. When a person is thinking of good things, automatically his iman will increase. So we should always be thinking, when we are making our durur and salawat upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam daily, and one muraqabah or buzruk and our elders prescribe, is a person must think, I am reading durur and standing before Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and anwarata, karata coming down from the heavens, and some small drops are falling onto me. So if a person ponders about that, he's thinking about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, thinking about the Mubarak, the blessed masjid of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the green dome. So inshallah his iman is increasing by means of that, and he will have more concentration also when he's making the zikr and the durur upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bafarte muhabbat bashoke nazar hum Madina ki diwar wa dar dekhte hain. With great love and with this feeling, we are looking at the walls and we are looking at the doors of Medina Munawwara. Bafarat and muhabbat, with extreme love. And this is what we have to bring within ourselves, with extreme love. Look at the doors of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As it mentioned to us, that one story, if I remember well, it was Allama Yusuf bin Ali rahmatullah alayhi, or somebody who had gone to Medina Munawwara, and they had met one youngster. And they told the youngster, I'll take you to India or to Pakistan and I will teach you deen. And you are going through such halat and conditions, difficulties. He was an orphan boy. His mother was finding it difficult. And then he asked him, but have you got this, the green dome? Have you got this in India or Pakistan? He said, no, we haven't got this. This is why we're coming here. He said, then no matter what I can go through in my life, but I will never leave this place. What love in the hearts of such people. So this is the love which we have to create. And then we must look at the doors. Never mind the green dome. Never mind the place where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is buried. Whatever has got nisbat also, connection with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we must look at it with great, great love and with great shauk and desire. And never mind Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those who are around him, Abu Bakr, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, Uthman radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, tasawwur mein hum unke ghar dekhte hai. In our minds also we are thinking of them. They can either mean their houses in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what maqam and status they had, but how simple people they were, they lived. Very, very simply they lived in this world. So it shows, if a person has got a lot of money, is that a sign of acceptance in the court of Allah Ta'ala? How wealthy he is. Or we are thinking of the houses now, that where they are. They are right next to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Usman radiallahu anhu is buried in the graveyard, Baqi, Jannatul Baqi. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu is not known well exactly where he is. But anyhow, we are thinking in our minds, but Zahir it seems that in the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, their houses, and some ulama have mentioned exactly where the house of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was, in Makkah Mukarrama also, in Medina Munawwara, there is an idea, of course some places they show where they lived also. So in our mind we are thinking of them, how they lived there, what simple lives they lived, and how much closeness they had to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, so much fikr of deen they had, and what maqam and status they have got. Jo roza par hazir salatin huye hai, to pindar zair o zabar dekhte hai. We look at those kings also who came to the roza of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, all of their pride and their arrogance they had to lower it, and they had to come and stand before the king of the world, the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, king of Medina Munawwara. No matter how big people they are in this world, they have to humble themselves before Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We see that they are removing all of that pride and arrogance within themselves, standing before Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Jo jali pe salli ala kih rahe hai, ye akhtar unhi chashme tar dekhte hai. And those people who are standing there by the jali of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and they are sending durood upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we see that their tears are flowing from their eyes in the love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Not like us, we hard hearted, we go there, we send durood and salawat upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, there is no effect in our hearts also, no change in our lives. But a person who goes with the heart, definitely he gets a lot from Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the anwarat and the barakat which comes into him, how much his iman is increased. It is why the ulama say, when you go to Medina Munawwara, Makkah Mukarrama, especially making tawaf in front of Hajri Aswad, whatever is in the heart of a person becomes stamped within a person. It must not happen we go there with an evil heart, with a wrong heart, and the wrong stamp is put on our heart. It is where Akabir mentioned, before going there, before going to the Roza-i Mubarak, make tawbah istighfar, purify our hearts, read some tilawat of Quran, Durood Sharif. So when we go there, at least our hearts are a bit receptive for the anwarat which will come inside there. It must not happen we go there and instead of benefiting, and more harm is caused to us. So in this beautiful poem, as it mentions, of going to Medina Munawwara and seeing the effects of our du'as, crying to go to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And just to conclude, every one of us doesn't have the ability to go to see Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But as Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, once he went to Medina Munawwara, and it was our elders, their habit, that many people, they want to go front when they're sending durood upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They like to go front and look inside. You can't see anything. But this is a sight of disrespect, like you're standing before your elder, you don't look at him in his face, you humble and you look down. So we are standing before Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Alaihi said, I felt shy, I couldn't go forward. I'm going forward, I'm standing back. And I'm thinking to myself, you're so badbakht, you're such a wretched person. If you are coming right before Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you can't even go forward. What kind of person are you? But he said, I never have the guts and the courage to go forward. And then I heard a voice coming from the Roza in Mubarak, that you must go back and tell your people that there are many, many people who are right here. They are close to me physically, but in reality, they are very, very far away from me because they are not following my sunnah. And on the other hand, there are certain people who haven't come here also. They are living very, very far away, but in reality, they are very close to me. That is because they are following my sunnah. So this, the Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah went back to Pakistan and he mentioned this to the people in his bayan, etc., to show the importance of the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So it's a very great honor and we should make cherish. Try our hardest also to go and visit Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But even greater than that is a person should make the greatest amount of effort to bring the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in his life and to bring the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the whole world, to propagate the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to have love for the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and to learn the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah give us all tawfiq to make amal.
Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Just want to share before we start one beautiful point one of our friends had shared with me. So it's a very beautiful point and there are a lot of lessons for us to learn there. It is about making shukr to Allah Ta'ala, to be thankful to Allah Ta'ala. So the example is given, like a king gives a horse to a person. In our time, the state president, the prime minister, for example, gives a BMW, whatever car, to a certain person. That person now takes it and he uses it for himself. That is one, now I got this car, let me use it. The other is he feels that now the president, prime minister, his eyes are on me. So he's going to give me even more. Now he gave me the car, so he'll be even giving me more. And the third is that he gave him the car and now he starts using it for the work of the prime minister. It to serve him, to make him happy, to run errands for him, etc. for that. So they say the shukr is only the last one. The first that he uses, he got that, he'll thank the king also that you gave me this horse, you gave me this car. But he's just using it for his own personal things. And the other is hoping for even more. The real shukr is that he uses it for the work of the king. So that is that example. But if we think of ourselves, Allah's innumerable favors upon us every split second. And really most of us, all of us, we use it in the disobedience of Allah. We don't even use it just for ourselves. How much of Allah's ni'mat He gives us, but then we are breaking the laws of Allah Ta'ala. So much so that Allah gives us tawfiq of namaz, that is also a great ni'mat. Allah brings us to His house, we are here in the masjid, but then to our namaz, what quality? We don't use, and we are using the namaz also in most cases to win more favors from Allah. Now we'll ask Allah Ta'ala for du'as, and I want this also, I want that also, I make namaz, du'as are accepted. So we are really using Allah's favors, either in the disobedience of Allah, or just to get more favors from Allah Ta'ala. A namaz we should try and make also, should be of this quality, that whole namaz, or other ibadat also, solely for the pleasure of Allah. Like the namaz starts with Allahu Akbar, is the greatness of Allah, Allah Ta'ala. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika wa tabarak ismuka wa ta'ala jadduka. All this is only the greatness of Allah Ta'ala. And we see the whole of namaz is only the greatness of Allah Ta'ala. That is what namaz is, what it should be, but what is my namaz? We start off and we are perhaps hardly really thinking of namaz. We are not thinking of Allah Ta'ala. Perhaps the whole namaz finishes and we didn't even think of Allah Ta'ala to glorify Allah. And that is what Allah wants. And this what Allah wants and for what He created the creation, even if we don't do it, Allah Ta'ala doesn't need it. And Allah has created the malaika who are continuously in the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. Jinn and man, and Allah created us also for His ibadat. But He gave us a choice. If you want to, you make ibadat. If you don't want to, you don't make. If you want to believe, you believe. If you don't want to believe, you don't believe. But the consequences are accordingly. Those who believe and those who make Allah's ibadat, they will get the result. And those who don't believe or who do wrong, they will suffer the consequences. Allah give us all tawfiq of tawbah also regularly. So what Allah has given us, let us use it for Allah. Like namaz we make, or the du'as that we make, that also we should make, like the deen must spread in the world. If we are just making du'as, that I need a house, I must get a house. I need a shop, I must get a shop. I need this, I need that, I need a car. Just for dunya things we are making du'as all the time, then really we haven't served Allah Ta'ala. And that also we have to ask. We got no choice. It's only from Allah. And we have to ask of Allah Ta'ala. But that we ask Allah just for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Like it is said of Hazrat Rabi'ah al-Basariyah, radiyallahu ta'ala anha, that she said, "Oh Allah, if I worship You for Jannat, deprive me of Jannat. And if I worship You to save myself from Jahannam, throw me into Jahannam. But if I worship You for You, then don't deprive me of Yourself." So that is of course very, very high. For us it's 100% jayz. We make dua, we ask for our needs, but we should try that at least one now and then, if not always, that we make our ibadat, our tilawat, not really also for the sawab. The 100% correct to make niyat of sawab, nothing wrong in it. But that, ya Allah, just for your pleasure. Duas also, as Hazrat explained, that the Buzurgani Deen, their duas also is just an excuse to be talking to Allah. Not really what they want, Allah will give it, and they ask for that. And they also don't ask for material things. But that also, it has just become an excuse to be talking to Allah Ta'ala. Hey, like any one of us, you get engaged to a girl, now your mother says that going to deliver a parcel there by your in-laws to be. Oh, you just too happy. You go there, you leave the parcel in the car, you talk everything, you come home, you say, oh, I forgot to give it. Now I have to go again. Hey? Again you make some other excuse. Now then it's just an excuse you look at. So the love they have of Allah, that they just, this is an excuse also, just to be talking to Allah Ta'ala. Whereas we, our du'as also, we just want to rush through. Just somehow slapdash, make some du'as and finish, and quickly we are over it. If we are reading, Allah give us tawfiq, munajat-e maqbool, a du'a kitab, that also we just want to finish it quickly. Or even our du'as after namaz, we can't take long. And if we are in a bayan, or like in the ijtima, the final dua, which is usually, mashallah, long. But then we also get tired. And perhaps how many of us are such that we make dua that, ya Allah, let him finish now. He's going too long. Eh? So unfortunately, that is our condition. But the connection, so shukr to Allah, to do things just for the pleasure of Allah. And what Allah has given us, Allahu Akbar, so many ni'mat. If we sit down for a meal, for example, a very simple meal, even if just the salads come, vegetable salads, in all probability there are tomatoes in there, there is some lettuce in there, some onions in there, cucumber in there. Now if you think of one thing, the cucumber is from a separate farm, and how many people work there? The radish, another farm. Then they added some vinegar in there, perhaps they put some olive oil in there, and perhaps a little bit cheese in there. We can't imagine that the world's things have been put in front of me. And this has been sent to me, and then the utensil in which it is. That again is the way it was made, in which country, and how many people work, and to make it, the machine that was used. And to make that machine, how many other machines were used. It's just a totally one small ni'mat of Allah. It's mind-boggling. We can't. Therefore, Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ. If all of you, تَعُدُّوا is plural. All of you get together and you count one ni'mat of Allah. And one is not counted. One is one. You don't count it. But Allah says you won't be able to. Because in that one ni'mat of Allah, what ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah give us tawfiq of making shukr to Allah for all His ni'mat. And again, we should think also that this year, you peel a banana, you're going to eat it. Think where this banana itself, Allah made it such, and He made a parcel out of it. He wrapped it up so that it comes pure to me. Hey, no dust must touch it, no dirt must touch it. It must come pure to me. Where it grew, how it, just that one banana is so. And if you go and analyze it in a laboratory, what things are in the banana? We say more normally potassium, there is, but there are so many chemicals in there, in that one banana. So what was ni'mat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? And that it is musawwamatan. Allah has spent, when it comes to me, not my wife brought it. If my wife goes shopping, we should do the shopping. But if she went, or somebody else did the shopping, that they brought it. No, Allah has sent it for me. I'm going to be eating. Allah, just think that Allah is so great. 7-8 billion people Allah have to look after. And the amount of animals, the amount of fish, the amount of ants, the amount of all, how many? But for me, and directly, specifically, so Allah has spent it specially for me this year. So how much mustn't I be thankful to Allah? And not verbal also we are thankful. Really, if we think, do we even read our Bismillah? Do we even read one Alhamdulillah during eating, at the end of eating? We don't even that one. And the actual shukr is not the words. That is just to help us to make shukr from our heart that, Ya Allah, you send this for me. And now we use it fully in the obedience to make Allah happy. We use all that just to make Allah Ta'ala happy. Our ibadat, our tilawat. Not that I'm going to benefit. 100% correct. We can make that niyat. But that, Ya Allah, these ni'mat just to make you happy. The farishtas, what do they get from Allah Ta'ala? They are just making Allah happy. And they are those farishtas who are continuously in the standing position. Whole life of this. They are just in the standing. Others only in sajda all the time. We get so quick tired when we are standing in namaz. Our ruku, our sajda, our hands don't want to stay up. Sleep overpowers us. Our hands go down, our head goes down. But they are those farishtas who are continuously in that ibadat. Allah give us tawfiq and to understand and appreciate these great da'wahs of Allah. And shukr again is such an easy ibadat. To make shukr to Allah Ta'ala, it's just logical, just a little bit. And that is what one of the objects of coming to Khanqah and Majalis, that we learn to make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. And by become making shukr, I was telling some friends this afternoon, you can become a wali of Allah enjoying the best meal. Have your biryani, have your best meal. And it comes in the Hadith Sharif. Allah loves, Allah makes muhabbat with that servant, that when he eats, he makes my shukr. So you say, Alhamdulillah, shukr alhamdulillah. Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukr. Allah loves you, you have become the wali. Who is a wali? A wali is one who Allah loves. So you have become the wali of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah has made it so easy. So the shukr, it's such a ibadat of Allah which is logical. If we just think and it comes clear to us that I have to make shukr. And for every ni'mat we make shukr. When we return home, make shukr. That Allah brought me. How many people leave the home, don't return again? They are gone to a hospital or some land up in a mortuary or where they are. If Allah save us all, somebody is kidnapped. Somebody comes in an accident, some sickness overtakes you, you lose your memory. Now you don't know where you have to be. All these things happen. Allah brought me back home. Allah gave me a home. And if we think of this ni'mat also, then really think the real home is Jannat. And like everyone, we go and work, we go and do our work, even perhaps for a holiday we go, but I know I have to come back home. Like that, if we can register for us, that Jannat is my home, and I have to return there. Whatever preparations I make is to return back to Jannat again. Yeah, we go and buy groceries, we go and buy other things for the house, necessities, but all for the house and all related to that. We buy all that. So, I've come from Jannat and I must prepare for Jannat. I have to go back there again. May Allah give us all tawfiq, and Allah Ta'ala with this, slowly at least the words come, and then afterwards a little bit of reality, and Allah in His kindness, we make niyat for the highest position. And Allah is so merciful, if we make that niyat and we're working, and maut comes in between, Allah will put us on that position and take us from this dunya. So Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. In this kitab, person asks a question, the previous question that he asked, that all the things that I see, that I think I'm myself, I think I'm not good, I'm lower than other people, etc., etc., all those things. But then he asked, Ain mumkin hai ke is tarah ke khiyal se nafs o shaitan mujhe dhoka mein dal rakhe. It is very possible that with these thoughts that I'm humble, I'm nothing, I'm useless, and shaitan is putting me in deception with that thought. This is what is called nurani hijab. That a person thinks he's pious, and I'm humble, I make duas, I make my five times, or he's doing all the right things. Shaitan knows that certain people, he'll never get them to the casino. He'll never get them to other evil places. He will never get them wasting time with sports, monopoly, carom board, or even on the phone, anything, he won't get them there. He'll let them make their ibadat. But now he will end, there now pride will come in him. So all his ibadat is gone. Or he's doing that all ibadat for name and fame. So all that ibadat is gone. Or one stage further, that with humility, that I'm nothing whatsoever. But it is possible also that that thought also is from shaitan. To put you in there that you think I'm useless, other people are bad, which is required. But shaitan puts you in there, and whereas actually you're not thinking like that. You're just imagining, like a person would like to think I'm like this, I'm like that, but is he really like that? So he's asking this question, that it is possible that shaitan has got me in my deception. دھوکا میں ڈال رکھے. حضرت رہنمائی فرمائے کہ اپنے آپ کو دوسرے تمام مخلوق سے کس طرح کمتر اور حقیر جانا جائے. حضرت پلیز گائیڈ می دیٹ ہاؤ ان ریئلٹی آئی تھنک آئی ایم دا لوئسٹ اینڈ آئی ایم دا لوئسٹ ان دا انٹائر کریئیشن آف اللہ تعالی. اور کنڈیشن از سچ ایز ون پرسن ہو آلویز یوز ٹو سائن آف ہز لیٹرز ایز ننگے اسلاف ڈز گریس ٹو دا ایلڈرز اور حقیر فقیر ناچیز دیٹ آئی ایم اے نتھنگ آئی ایم یوز لیس آئی ایم نو بڈی. سو وین ون ٹائم مولانا محمد عمر صاحب پانم پوری رحمۃ اللہ علیہ ٹولڈ ہم او ڈونکی اٹس نائس یو ہیو کم. سو ہی بیکیم ویری ویری اینگری اینڈ اپسٹ. یو کال می اے ڈونکی. سو حضرت ٹولڈ ہم یو آلویز رائٹ دیٹ یو نتھنگ آئی میڈ یو فرام نتھنگ ان ٹو سچ اے بگ تھنگ. You should be thankful, at least a donkey, I mean, you call yourself nothing. So many of us, we feel and think that I'm nothing, but actually it is just also, this humility is also a show. Therefore, our ulama, Allah reward them, how beautifully they have pointed out this word in the hadith, man tawadha'a lillahi, a person who makes tawadhu for Allah. He becomes humble, not for pride. You become humble for pride, but you become humble for Allah Ta'ala. So Hazrat writes, and what a beautiful remedy Allah Hazrat has shown. Uska ilaj bhi khauf-e-khatma hai. The treatment of this is also the fear of how my death will come. سوچے کہ جب تک خاتمہ ایمان پر نہ ہو کیسے اپنے کو بہتر سمجھے. ٹو تھنک دیٹ ٹل یو ہیون ڈائڈ آن ایمان ہاؤ کین یو تھنک یور سیلف از بیٹر دین اینی ون. جس کا خاتمہ خراب ہو گیا اللہ سیو اس. اینی پرسن اف ہی ڈڈ ناٹ ڈائی آن ایمان کتے سور اس سے بہتر ہے. Dogs and pigs are better than him. That they will be just little bit, if they did zulam on another animal, they'll have to pay for it. They'll be turned to dust. No jahannam for them. No jannat also, no jahannam. Finish with them. They are finished. But a person who dies without iman, and he has to go forever into jahannam with all its azab. Maulana Muhammad Gardi, Damat Barakatum of White River, we are having a discussion. So he was saying, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, the street sweepers of Medina Sharif also should come and meet Hazrat for duas, for barakat, etc. Then Hazrat should tell them, you people are the cleanest of the environment of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Your position is very high. Please make dua that I die on iman. And then Hazrat should cry so much that his chair should shake. Hazrat, when he used to cry, we can't imagine how whole body should shake. And he should shake, and just for mort on iman. Otherwise, we will want, if we did work 1,000,000th of what Hazrat Shaykh did, we should ask for Jannatul Firdaus and what we should ask. But Hazrat said, just that my mort comes on iman. And then Hazrat also, he told me that when people should come to meet Hazrat, the door is closed, they are knocking. Hazrat says, go and tell them to just to go from here, that they are wasting their time meeting a sinner, meeting a useless person like me. I'm the worst. What do they want to waste their time here? There are many other pious people, tell them to go there. So like this, they should feel so humble. But all this, Allah give us the real essence and reality, that it is really an only for the pleasure of Allah, and not that we want to show that we have got position, or that people must think of us as humble, etc., etc., or people think of us as sincere. That is also, and shaitan works what plans to get safe from shaitan. Allah make fazl on us, and we continuously have to just ask for the great mercy and kindness of Allah Ta'ala. Insan on his own, he can't reach anywhere. In this kitab, Hazrat explains about the benefits of sitting in the company of the righteous and the pious. The ayat of the Quran Sharif, which Hazrat also used to read very often, we also read it, have learnt it from Hazrat. Ya ayyuhal ladhina aminu taqullah wa kunu ma'as-sadiqeen. So the great benefit is Allah is commanding that, iman walo, or those who have brought iman, or rather even more better, those who have been blessed with iman. Because it is from Allah Ta'ala's side. So you have got iman, now all you have to do, ittaqullah, acquire taqwa, and your work is done. You got iman, and taqwa a person has, all his work is done. And in order to get that taqwa, and in order to safeguard your iman, وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ, and be with the kamileen ki sohbat ikhtiyar karna, be with those people who are sadiq fi taqwa. Actually it should have been, when you have to acquire taqwa, كُونُوا مَعَ الْمُتَّقِينَ, be with the people who have got taqwa. But Hazrat explained many times that any person can easily make a show of taqwa. Nice beard he keeps, or even he just keeps a wig as a beard, and he puts a big jubba, and he puts a big amama, and many times very colorful clothing also he wears, like a big peer sahab buzurg. So it's very easy to make a show. But to be sadiq fi taqwa, to be truthful in this taqwa. Therefore Allah used the word sadiqeen, that not only kunu ma'al muttaqeen, but kunu ma'al sadiqeen, ulaika alladhina sadaqu wa ulaika humul muttaqoon. Those who are sadiq fi taqwa. So that is what a person has to acquire. One great way of acquiring this is by the company of those people who are genuinely the true people who have got taqwa. And taqwa even at just this level, that who fulfill all the commandments of Allah. All are also impossible, but generally they fulfill the command of Allah, and they stay away from what Allah has made haram. See if those things are in a person's life, whether his namazes are there, whether his life, private life, conforms to the commands of Allah. Basic things at least, which ulama have written in detail, what at least a person should have, then be with those people, and Allah will bless you with this, with the great benefit of being in the company of the pious. In this kitab where we read of that buzurg who forgot to say inshallah, and that he will just live on fruit that fall from the tree. And when, because he did not say inshallah, it happened that Allah stopped that fruit, and now he became helpless when that hunger was so much that he started picking fruit. And the consequence of that led that his one hand and one leg got cut off. When there were crooks, and the police were looking for them and thought him also to be one of the crooks, and they cut his one hand and one leg off. So from there, the lessons that we learn further, Hazrat says, Mukhlisin bande har waqt khatra mein hai. The people who are the true mukhlisin, who are sincere, they are in great danger. In one hadith sharif it comes, annasu halka, men are all destroyed, all of men, but those people who are alims, they won't be destroyed. Then the alims are destroyed, except those alims who make amal. And those who make amal are also destroyed, but those who do it with sincerity. So this ikhlas we have to have. So and this and it comes in that hadith that these mukhlisin, they are in great danger all the time, because shaitan puts more effort on them. So those that he got already and which are in the bag already, he doesn't worry. But these people who are still making so much ibadat and they are so sincere, shaitan is putting his full force on those people. So they are in great, great danger also all the time. The time. حتی اعلیٰ کے راستے میں انہیں ان کے بڑے بڑے امتحانات ہوتے ہیں. These people are tested very heavily in the path of Allah, because they are aiming very high, high. So the tests also are very high. A child that is in nursery, just a little bit something, hardly a real test, and you pass. But the person who is doing his PhD, who is writing his final exam, for him it is a different test completely. So we have to be ready. But all the time, Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Alayhi, all our buzurg taught us, we have to ask Allah for afiyat. And we have to beg Allah, please don't test us. We are too weak. لا تكلني إلى نفسي طرفة عين. Don't even for one bit leave me to myself. You guide me. You protect me, my Allah. I can't protect myself. I am too weak, O Allah. You protect me. Otherwise we know how we falter and how we fail all the time. The next poem. ایسے نظر اور ایسا عہد ہی نہ کرنا چاہیے جسے پورا کرنے کی ہمت و طاقت نہ ہو. And in this path also, when a person goes in this path and he wants to please Allah Ta'ala more, very common it is that person says, I'll go for 40 days and stays and stay in the jungle. I'll go and stay in a cave for 40 days. I'll do this. I won't eat fruit for 40 days. Or I will just eat quarter roti for 40 days. So we have to be very careful. Don't make such agreements with Allah which you will not be able to. In that moment of your josh, you decide that I'm going to do this, and you don't even say inshallah, and then you fail. Then you have to pay the consequences then. So therefore, a person must be, whenever we intend doing something, we say, I'll never do that, then ask Allah's help. That, Ya Allah, you help me. Say, inshallah, I will never do it. Don't depend on yourself that now I'm a big buzurg, I got lot taqwa, I won't commit a sin. We have to be very careful. پورا کرنے کی ہمت اور طاقت نہ ہو اور خطرہ کی جگہ بیٹھنا ہی نہ چاہیے. And a person must never put himself in a place of danger. Like for example, you go and sit at a bus stand, railway station, and you say, I'm sitting here but I won't look at one woman. Or you go to a, you sit outside a high school where the high school girls and how they dress also, and I won't look at one woman. Don't put yourself in such a position. Always stay far away. Don't ever trust yourself that I will never do this, I will never do this. Ke aadmi fitna aur imtihan mein par jaave. Because in these things, a person will fall into a great danger and fall into destruction. Therefore, a person must be very careful, and our buzurg's tariqa has always been to ask Allah the easiest way. Never ever ask that, Ya Allah, I must go through difficulties, hardship, I'm very strong, this simple paper is not good for me, I want a tough paper. Never ever. Ask always the easiest from Allah Ta'ala. Ask for our rozi also, that Allah Ta'ala makes it very, very easy for us. With regard to rozi, one beautiful ayat, one alim also brought to mind, وَأَمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ. Command your family people to perform salat. وَاسْقَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا. And you make sure that you carry on properly with your namaz. Be firm on your namaz. وَاسْقَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا لَا نَسْأَلُكَ رِزْقًا. That rozi, we are not asking you for rozi. We will give you, you look after your namaz, rozi we will make easy. But we got the whole equation upside down. That we have to make effort for our rozi, and if we get time, we will make namaz. It's the opposite. You make sure you make your namaz properly. Allah will make your rozi with barakat, and easy Allah will make your rozi. So we have to look after our namaz. So we have to be very careful that we don't break the laws of Allah Ta'ala in any of these ways. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.